Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Big names are headlining UFC 262, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right, bet $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up, and you could turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet, watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker. That means it's time for Ask Ross. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and the best question wins the KSN polo shirt. And if you want to submit a question for Ross, all you need to do is download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask Ross button, and you could also email us at info@ksnsports.net. Ross, y'all ready for the questions?
I am ready.
All right, you're going to love this one. We're going to start with Steve from Huntington Valley. As a proud winner of both Ask Ross and Ask Greg, who frequently wears his high-quality and stylish KSN polo, I don't know how I feel about the way winners are being selected lately. For example, giving someone the win who's from Berwick, or kissing up to Ross on his favorite pizza toppings. I have two questions. Are my Ask Ross victories tainted now that the selection criteria has become so arbitrary? And is there any chance the lack of experience backup actually help Sean Clifford to relax and play better because he's not looking over his shoulder anymore? P.S. I'm typing this while eating a slice with mushrooms out of protest, and I may add pineapple later. Love the show.
Who's that from?
That's Steve in Huntington Valley.
Yeah, he's banned. He's banned from the show. Mushrooms, and then he's gonna have the nerve to put pineapple on it? Pineapple and mushrooms? Disgusting. Disgusting.
What's he thinking? What is he thinking, Ross?
And by the way, in terms of the winners, Jim, I can't remember the last time you and I talked about it. Do you just pick the winner after I'm gone now? I can't remember the last time I told you who I thought the winner should be. I guess you're the boss. You have the right to pick whoever you want. But when he said that, I was like, wait a minute. I just realized I haven't been telling Jim who I think the winner should be.
And he's questioning the arbitrary nature of my decisions. How dare he, Ross? Come on.
Yeah, well, listen. This is one of my favorite things I do. I love the Penn State fans. I love when you guys hit me up on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. Please keep it coming. I don't care if it's Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Love the interaction. I don't really care who wins. But, now that he said that, I am going to start to try to chime in again, Jim, because I used to like, it's so funny in life. There's something cool about having that authority. There's something cool about having that power. I have every week, Jim, on my podcast, I have three winners. Spread the word via social media, a sponsor confirmation, and a YouTube winner. I can't tell you how often I get an email from someone that says, I've never won anything in my whole life. And I send them a signed picture or card or press pass or whatever it is, right? And they get so excited. Like, nobody ever expects to win. You know, like, they think there's like thousands of contestants. Let me just tell you, for this and for my shows, like the Ross Tucker podcast, there's not thousands of contestants. You actually have a pretty good shot.
They do, but you're right. I get that reaction too from people. They're so excited to have won. However, I must point out, though, Steve is right. It is a stylish shirt that we do send to the winner, Ross. So it is a valued prize.
Is it the polo shirts that I have?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I love those.
That's what we send out.
You know, it's funny, Jim. I wear those, like, I have them in my closet here in my office, like, studio. So when I'm going on, like, NBC 10 in Philly, if I'm going on a show where I feel like I need a collared shirt, you know, I throw on one of my KSN polos. You can't usually, for whatever reason, my setup in my office, you can't see the KSN part of it. But yeah, next time, Jim, you see me doing something like that, that's only if it's fancy. If it's one of my shows, I'm just wearing a T-shirt. Like today, I'm wearing a hot pink Sonia Pink Puppies T-shirt.
Well, Ross, I will promise you, I just got in. We have KSN T-shirts now.
Ooh.
So how about I send you one of those, huh?
I love that. That would be awesome. But yes. So anyway, I wear those polo shirts. We only got one question, Jim. We didn't even answer the football part. I don't know if it'll help Clifford to not have a guy like Levis behind him. You know, hopefully, but we won't really know if that's a factor or just having Yursich in there is a factor or if Clifford's just playing better than he did last year for whatever reason. We really won't know.
And I get his point, you know, was he ever actually looking over his shoulder for Will Levis? But, hey, it's no doubt he's the guy. He's got to perform because I don't think we want to go to the backups. All right, let's go to Mike in Haverford. He says, Penn State seemed to get pushed around by the better teams in the Big Ten. Is that because of recruiting, coaching, or scheme?
I don't know. Did you feel that way last year, Jim? I mean, you know, I don't feel like they got pushed around by Indiana. Maybe by Ohio State, yeah. And I think that's a combination of Ohio State's got more overall depth and talent. But I really thought Ohio State's skill guys dominated that game, Jim, as much as anything else. Fields, the ball like never hit the ground. Fields and those receivers, I thought, had a bigger impact than the guys up front on both sides of the ball, though I would say Ohio State got the better of that action. Who else did they lose to, Jim? Who was after that? Iowa definitely got the better of them up front.
Yeah.
There's no question. And I think it was a combination of some of it was talent, but I also think, you know, Penn State had a new O-line coach and a new D-line coach. And, you know, Jim, change can be good. Change can also be bad. And change can take time. So I think this is a big year for Phil Troutwine with what he does with the line, as well as the D-line coach whose name is escaping me right now. Look, Sean Spencer was really good. Sean Spencer, and there's a reason why Joe Judge, the New York Giants, wanted him. Sean Spencer was really good.
And what is it, John Scott Jr. is the...
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay. Let's get to Mark in Murraysville, who says, Ross, love the show. I recently saw Jason Kabinda re-signed with the Lions as a fullback. I miss the old grinded-out offenses with a fullback. Penn State and my Steelers have both had some great fullbacks in the past. Do you see a role in any modern offenses for a fullback or some kind of two-back set? And who on Penn State's current roster would you make a fullback?
Well, so obviously, yeah, I mean, I think there is a place for a fullback, and most teams don't run that style of offense, but if you do, I think it actually gives you a competitive advantage at times. You know, I think we've seen that in the NFL with a team like the 49ers and the way they utilize Kyle Juszczyk and the impact that Juszczyk can have, because if you have a good fullback, Jim, you know, he can just insert into the front so differently than any other position, right? Like, you know, tight ends can't really do it. Fullbacks have the ability to put them in motion against the formation, and they lead out in front. And a lot of times what's happened is there are so few fullbacks out there that a lot of times teams don't, like defenders don't really know how to take on those blocks. They're not well-versed in taking on those blocks. So I do think that there could be a place for that. And the problem is, Are you going to recruit to that? Are you going to commit to that? You know, you can't be good at everything, Jim. You can't do it all, right? Like, you got to decide. You can't be the up-tempo team and the fullback team and the spread team. You know, especially at the college level where the hours are limited, you've really got to decide what it is that you want to be good at and then go ahead and do it.
Ross, you mentioned the tight end in that, and there is a, I don't know if it's a trend, but using the tight end either in motion or coming into the backfield as an H-back, is that an attempt by some teams to do the things that normally would be done by a fullback?
It is. Those guys usually are not as good as a true fullback would be in terms of the lead ISO stuff, leading on the outside, you know, on outside plays. They're just not – it's like anything else, Jim. What you focus on in life goes well. Everything else kind of flounders. The stuff you focus on is going to do well. They did some of that stuff with Freiermuth a couple years ago. He did okay at it, but the blocking part of it was not really his strength. And in terms of Penn State, I don't know, maybe like a Tyler Elsden is a guy that I could see play fullback. He played played tight end at North Schuylkill. I could see Elsden being a fullback for Penn State if they ever wanted to go that route.
We don't have much time left, so instead of getting into another question, I want to follow up on the whole Jason Kabinda becoming a fullback. What do you think of that, and is there a trend in the NFL of creating fullbacks? Because follow the NFL like you do.
Yeah, so remember, right, there aren't very many colleges making fullbacks these days. They're just not making them. So if you're an NFL team and you want to utilize a fullback, you kind of have to get creative a little bit and figure out exactly how you want to go about it, exactly how you want to use a fullback. And I think a lot of times it is former linebackers, and those are guys that can do a pretty good job. Kabinda's smart, probably played running back in high school, has a feel for it, is willing to be physical. You know, a fullback on some level, Jim, is really just a linebacker on the other side of the ball. You know, they're just leading, you know, but they're still looking for the same sort of holes, if you will.
All right, that's going to be it, Ross, for this segment. As soon as we're done, Ross and I are going to talk about who the winner is. So stay tuned for quarter number four, where we make that announcement.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, bet $1 on that fighter, and if they win, you win $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.